I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show, everybody. Great to be here. As you know, we're on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, and awful thankful that to be a member of the team and the family. So, and also, hey, we can't do it without you, and we do it for you. You know that, Dirtbag. So glad to have you with us every week. Glad to have you sending in those questions, just thoughts and opinions on what we're talking about, the game as a whole, and sharing your who you are, wherever you are in the world, Matt. So we can't thank you enough. So I do want to touch on the fact that we've had a bunch of feedback in, and I do get it. Yes, I am on a phone talking into Nolan. Nolan's back at the home studio in Canada, and I'm over in France, as most of you know, so I appreciate the hollowness of how it comes through on my end of it, and I appreciate you staying through, but what you're hearing is actually right. So I'm over here until the end of October doing training and development, and then I'll be back home in studio with Nolan at that point in time, so we'll get a little clearer and a little bit on the same wave, Nolan and I. So, but anyways, that's why, and I appreciate you sending in your thoughts and concerns. We are healthy and we are safe. So, as far as the YouTube for today, we just released the latest episode, and it's on San Diego Padre minor leaguer Thomas Greeley. Definitely go to our Dirtbag Baseball Nation YouTube channel and make sure you subscribe to us and watch that show. It's a great, it's a dirtbag story. There's no question about it. I coached against Thomas this year over here in France, and he got picked up by the San Diego Padres to be a catcher with them in the minor league system. So you definitely want to go over there and watch that show. It's a great one for it. So. And tonight, hey, there's a ton of information. Again, lots of questions sent in, lots of inquiries, and really good inquiries that Nolan and I were talking about before the show and all week when we received them. So we love your passion. We love your desire. Keep it up. Keep the momentum going. So make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Hey, you can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And if you're looking for Dirtbag swag, you know where to go. www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. It's as easy as that, fans. And hey, it's as simple as that. We've got our hats. We've got our apparel. We've got the college playbook, as you know. So it's all there for you, and we made it as simple as pie to get your hands on that stuff. And we love seeing the nation wearing it and being proud of it. So we're fired up. We're ready to get after it. Again, like I said, it's going to be a good show. Lots to talk about on all spectrums. So settle in, sit back, enjoy the show. Nolan and I are going to be right back here after the break.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry. I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples. We're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back to Dirt Bags, and it's time to get up and get after it, Nolan. So rock and roll, brother. What do you got for us?
So just our note, I mean, Miguel Cabrera surprised quite a few people this week. Sounded like he was going to announce his retirement, and then all of a sudden he flipped the script. Says he's coming back, he's going to finish out his contract and then retire. I mean, I think the only reason that he was thinking that was just because, well, A, he's a little bit older and he's getting a bit banged up, but B, I mean, the Tigers, they're not a competitive team anymore. And I just think he was like, okay, you know what? I'm ready to ride off into the sunset. I got the All-Star game out of the way this year. I don't know, though. It was one of those things where you're just kind of like, as a fan, you're like, holy heck, this would be the end of an era for, obviously, Tigers fans. And I just think it would be tough seeing two of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time for the sport retire in the same year.
Yeah, but it'd be a great Hall of Fame class, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
if you're looking at it from that perspective. But hey, I agree with you on this one. I agree with you. When I saw it, I thought the same thing. I thought, you know what? Get a little separation between you and Big Albert, and let both of you enjoy your last year. And hey, you know what? Let's be honest. Cabrera swung the bat all right this year. Torkelson, you know what? We all know he struggled this year. He's back in the minors. He'll be there. He'll be there. Next year, he'll be there. Settle it in again. But, hey, why not? You've got one more year. No harm, no foul on Miggy. Good for you. Separates him and Albert. Drive on. I think it's a good move. You know, are you maybe overly happy as the Tigers? I don't know. Either way, you got to pay him, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, what, $30 million or something like that for the last year on his contract? So, regardless, it's not like they're paying anybody else. So, the $30 million, it is what it is. Plus, you knew that this
thing
was
going to
eventually
come. And let him have a good farewell tour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I got no problem with it. Good for you.
So, last week, obviously, trade deadline and everything like that happening, we didn't get a chance to talk about Austin Riley's contract. 10-year, $215 million. Obviously, Anthopoulos loves getting all his young guys signed to the long-term extensions. Right now, he's probably, what, third place, fourth place maybe in NL MVP votes?
You got to be right there.
Yeah, he's definitely top five. I mean, the year that he's having, he's been obviously the catalyst for that offense while Ronald Acuna was coming back and everything like that. And, I mean, even once Ronald came back, it's still been Austin Riley carrying the torch. And
Exactly.
I mean, he's doing everything that he can right now to keep them in the hunt in the NL East.
He's a young Chipper Jones over there, and that he's settled in, he's matured, he's grown into it. You lose Freddie in the offseason. Ozzie goes down at second. That guy never missed a beat, man. And what is he? Still, what, 24, 25? He's still a kid, man, and doing the job. So that's a great contract. I think it's a great contract for both of them. I'm glad to see a young kid like that with his agent settle in and take it. And take it. Is there a chance he could have got more? I'll be the first one to say probably in this world that we live in, there probably was. But 215? Come on. At some point, when's enough's enough? Good job by Anthopoulos getting her done nice and quiet like he always does. Good job by the young kid over at third. Good for you, Mr. Riley.
Big news out of San Diego. Fernando Tatis began his rehab assignment this past weekend. That's huge for San Diego. I mean, obviously, they're not going to catch the Dodgers. Like, it's the Dodgers' show to lose right now in the NL West. But if he's healthy come October, because, I mean, there's outside of, I don't know how the heck they played like dog crap this past week. Like, that was a horrible, horrible series that they just had. Getting swept after getting all the big boys. I'm still expecting them to make it a postseason baseball with all the acquisitions they made. You get Fernando Tatis coming back. Now, I don't know where he's going to play. I'm assuming he's probably going to play outfield. If he does play shortstop, then I don't know. He's not a shortstop. I've said it before, but I'm just saying. Realistically, you throw him out in center field or you throw him out in left field, he'll add a lot more value to that team than putting him at shortstop again and letting him make three errors a game.
You know what? I think he's going to play shortstop this year, whatever, and that not 100% definitely, but I think in the short term when it comes off the IL and you got Brandon Drury, you made that depth move or whatever. He's more a corner infielder. I get that. You've got some other options over there and stuff, but hey, I don't even care about Tatis or not. That's an added added bonus in that lineup. Bottom line is, playoffs or Mr. Prowler, you're out of the business. With the San Diego Padres, anyways. There's a lot of pressure on that guy, man. I made that call last week, and I'm sticking to it. If they don't get in and hey, they don't go to the World Series, I'll say if they don't go to the World Series as the NL team, he's out of a job.
I think even if they don't make it to the championship series, he's out of a job.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? So anything less in the World Series, he's already lost, right?
Yeah.
So I think he's got to get to the World Series. He has to get to the World Series or he's out of a job, in my opinion. I think that nothing's been said, but there's been the last, 3 years, way too many moves. You've completely given up the farm now. And that's why you have a farm system. If you need to make those moves, you've got it. But the Dodgers, to their credit, they didn't give it away this year. They restrained themselves, kept some pieces. Hey, and I know it's easy to say, well, that's because they gave away so many pieces the last 2 years. Yes, they have, but they also still have a whole bunch of pieces left as well. So, bottom line for me, World Series or bust for the Padres.
Two big injuries. Matt Carpenter fractures his foot on a foul ball. I'd say arguably over the past, he's been with the Yankees for 45 games. Over those 45 games, I'd say he's been the second best hitter in that lineup, obviously behind Aaron Judge. But that's a huge loss for them. Boston Red Sox, it's not like they were going anywhere this year right now. Like, they've been scuffling. Chris Sale obviously can't stay healthy, but in a bike accident, falls off his bike, breaks his wrist, out for the season. Those are two just tough injuries. I don't know if Carpenter's going to be out for the season. He's obviously got a foot fracture. So, there's a possibility that he comes back middle of September. He's a tough guy. I've seen him play for St. Louis all those years. I'm sure he'll come back by middle of September. If not, he'll be back for October. Don't worry. But yeah, Chris Sale, that's just tough pill to swallow as a Boston Red Sox fan. Paying him, almost $30 million a year, and he's pitched, I think it's 9 games, 10 games since he's signed that contract extension.
Yeah, it's a dagger. You just, there's certain times in baseball in life where you just kind of look out the window, I guess, and just shake your head and say, what are we supposed to do? And that's one of those times, right? It's just one of those times with him. You know what? Obviously, he's not meaning to. It happens. It sucks for the Red Sox. It's way beyond sucking because that's your cornerstone on your pitching staff. You got them locked up. You're sitting there looking at, what, 25 to 32 games a season? You're not looking at 5 games a season. Oh, devastating. Devastating.
Yeah, and then we got, I mean, Shohei Ohtani, what can you say? First guy since Babe Ruth, 10 bombs, 10 wins in a season, all the way back in the 1919 season, I believe it was, if I read that correctly. 1918, sorry. 1918, my fault. But yeah, I mean, Shohei Ohtani, like, I don't know. He's having the sad thing is he's having a better year than he did last year. Like, that's the crazy thing. Statistically speaking, he's having a better year both ways. Obviously, minus the home runs, but I'm still saying, like, in terms of what he's doing overall production-wise at the plate, like, he's having a better year pitching and hitting, in my opinion, this year. But just because he set the bar so high for himself, I don't think he's going to win MVP. Like, I still can't see him overtaking Judge.
I honestly agree with you 100%. I think he should be the MVP. A few weeks ago, I said Judge, and you reminded me about Shohei. And the reason you had to remind me is the same reason why I don't think the writers are going to give him MVP. Because I think they're so fed up with the Angels not getting to the playoffs. They're just sick and tired of it, and they're done with it. Which is a bad place to be if you're the Los Angeles Angels and you have MVPs on your team. I think that's the whole thing, right? They're just sick of it. So, hey, Dirtbags, you know what? We're going to pick it up. We'll carry on with this conversation and so many more after the break. We're just going to keep hammering through your questions. So get that drink. We'll be right back here in a second.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break, as we were talking about Shohei Ohtani, does he get the MVP voting this year? Does he not get it? We both said, and I think you will agree, I mean, he's having a better year, minus the home runs, like Nolan said. You know, Judge is doing Judge things. There's no question. But when you really break it down and you look at both sides of the man, oh man, those are should be a really, really tough call at the end of the day. But my opinion was, I think the sports writers have just had enough of the Angels not making playoffs, not even being competitive, not even being in the race, even though they got MVPs on their team. So they're almost just sick of it. Again, that's my opinion. Nolan, what do you got on that?
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of been of the belief that for you to actually be an MVP in your league, your team has to have made the playoffs. Like, unless the guy just goes Mark McGwire 1998 season. I mean, obviously, he didn't even win MVP that year, but I'm just saying if a guy replicates a year like that, then it's one of those things where you're like, oh, well, I got to give him MVP. I mean, that year, Sammy Sosa won MVP. That was obviously the Chase year. Sammy's team made the playoffs. McGwire probably had better numbers across the board outside RBIs, but Sosa's team made the playoffs. So, I mean, that to me, like, it should weigh still into the voters' eyes. Like, if you're a significantly better player on a crap team, like, I get it, you're valuable, but you can't be the most valuable player. Where if I take a guy that's, all right, for example, everybody's using WAR now. If I take a player that's one WAR less, but helps their team win 10 more games, they get into the playoffs. Like, I'm going to vote for that guy. Like, if he was the catalyst to that team, like, that's a no-brainer to me. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said earlier, obviously Shohei Ohtani having a fantastic year, probably should be MVP any other year. Aaron Judge has just had that good of a year to this point. Obviously speaking, if he gets injured, then, yeah, Shohei can pass him. But Aaron Judge right now has stayed healthy. He's at 44.99. Hitting 300, his OPS is over 1,000. Like, the guy's been incredible. He's literally been carrying the Yankees since day one this year. And I mean, yeah, they have 70 wins. Obviously, they scuffled against the Cardinals this past weekend, their first ever series sweep by the Cardinals. But outside of that, like, he still did his part. The dude went off in every game except for the one that they got shut out 1-0. So that's why I'm saying, like, to me, Aaron Judge, obviously, he's still got to be that MVP. And yes, you are right. The voters, end of the day, I'm sure they are sick of seeing Mike Trout, who should have more than three MVPs, but doesn't because his team never made the playoffs, and he can't stay healthy anymore, unfortunately. But Shohei Ohtani, same boat. Like, I can't vote for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think you made some good points there, and I hate even letting it roll out of my mouth, from my brain to my mouth, but I'm going to say it anyways. Judge is locked in like Barry Bonds was. I'm talking in a single season. I'm not talking about over 10 seasons or whatever. Exactly right. Last week when you look at it, or every week when you look at it, hey, right now when they pitch to them or pitch to him, he's all over the ball. I mean, what do you have? He had the one game he had all the RBIs, I think, almost against the Cardinals. And the one he had two or three cleared bases on a double that was only inches from a grand slam. So even when he kept it in the ballpark, it was still 3 inches from another home run. But my whole point is, he's locked in at a different level. So, man, pitch to me, I hit you. Don't pitch to me. I take the walk. I keep the line moving, as they say, and help my team win games. You know, that's what it should be done. Like you touched on it briefly, Nolan. Hey, if the league overall didn't have such amazing players in it, truly amazing players across the league now, on every team, and you're that good on a losing team, you're that far superior on a losing team, and hey, you know what? Absolutely. You're in the talk for MVP. You deserve it if it's that way. But like you said, when there's so many good players within the league in each division that create that special year that helps their team make the playoffs, give them the true potential of winning a World Series, you got to go with them. You have to go with them. But again, we're just two guys doing a podcast and stuff like that and a show, Dirtbag. So we're not the writers, but hey, we'd love to have your thoughts and opinions on that one for sure. Send them to us. Send them to me, Kirk, at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Noel and I review them and look at them. We'd love to get your thoughts and opinions on it too. So one thing that I want to jump into now, Nolan, and we've had some questions. People out of the Baltimore region, they're writing us and they're excited and rightfully so right now, man. They're wanting to know what our thoughts are on the upstart Baltimore Orioles. And I don't even know where you begin. I know where you're going to begin. Ellie Rubin finally makes it up to the majors. All of a sudden, they're rocking and rolling. So you start, because I got so many thoughts going on with them.
Yeah, I mean, you just touched on it. So it was funny. I got, like, me, my brother, and dad, we got a group, like a Facebook group. So we always just kind of talk and stuff like that. And so, we got talking about it yesterday. Obviously, my brother's a huge Toronto Blue Jays fan. He's like, I can't believe that we're losing back-to-back games to the Baltimore Orioles, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, man, Adley Rutschman is secretly the next Carlos Correa. Like, you think about a guy that just has turned around an organization in his first year. Like, Carlos Correa, when he came up for the Houston Astros, they all talked about it. That was a team that was, I mean, obviously in a long losing streak after they lost, like, Bagwell and a few of their other guys. Carlos Beltran.
Biggio.
Yeah, all those guys during the early 2000s. And then all of a sudden, like, they start getting a couple pieces here and there. They bring up Carlos Correa, and everybody on the plane erupts. All of a sudden, Carlos Correa, I think every year outside of his rookie year, made the playoffs, or his second year, something like that. Every year, Houston was in the playoffs. You're looking at Adley Rutschman. He comes up. That team was, what, 10, 15 games below 500 at that point in time? Now they're 6 games above 500? Like, you can't sit here and tell me that a guy like that coming up to the big leagues doesn't have a huge out, like, he has a huge factor in that. And I mean, you even heard about it last week too, when they traded Trey Mancini, a lot of the guys like Ryan Mountcastle, for example, he was like, yeah, I was almost in tears. That was our heart and soul. You hate seeing a guy like for that sure. Go. He's been with the organization for so long. Obviously they've done nothing but lose basically since he was there. Actually, not even basically, they've done nothing but lose. All of a sudden, they're beating up on the Blue Jays, who I'd say a lot of people were thinking they were going to be at least close to the Yankees, if not better than the Yankees this year. And, I mean, it's weird devil magic. That's all I can say. Baltimore, I tip my cap. I'm a huge Adley Rutschman fan. I was a catcher, so I love watching him do his thing behind the plate. And I got to give credit where credit's due. There's a lot of dudes there that are just scrapping out wins night in, night out.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, hey, positionally, they got some good players. Let's be honest, right? They're building a really nice core down there. You got Mullins at center. They had talked about, you know, maybe the Astros going after him at the trade deadline. Man, I'm sure they probably put an offer out to Baltimore, but good for Baltimore not to give up on him and keep him in that fold. Santander, he just settles in, doing a nice job for them or whatever, and that not a fantastic defensive player, absolutely, or whatever, and that, but hey, gets the numbers on the board offensively. Mountcastle started to settle in and get right back on track and putting up some good numbers the last few weeks. Austin Hayes starting to really settle in and get going again or whatever. So Urias, they got some great positional players there or stuff like that to build a really nice core around. But you're right, the pitchers, you go down the list and it's like, who's this guy? Who's that guy? We know them, but they're your 4 or 5 pitchers on most staffs, right? All of a sudden, hey, these guys are getting the job done. And what, they trade Lopez or whatever to who the Twins, you know, trade your closer. And yet they're just continuing to compete and win and do the job. So all I'm going to say on it is, enjoy this ride. If you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, enjoy this ride. Even if you're not, and you're just liking good baseball and you're thinking about the underdog or whatever, and enjoy this ride. only thing I hope is that 2023 ends up being, well, 2022 offseason ends up being going out and getting some pitchers, going out and getting some qualified, legitimate pitchers for that team. Because I don't want to see a Detroit Tigers or a Kansas City Royals in 2023 out of the Baltimore Orioles. You know what I mean? Where all of a sudden you're feeling pretty good about them in 2021, they're moving in the right direction, and all of a sudden it's like, where'd they go? They're fighting for last place right now in the Central.
Yeah.
So I hope that doesn't happen to the Baltimore Orioles. I hope it don't. Hey, right now they're playing way more than spoiler. They're playing getting in as the third wild card potentially.
Well, and to make matters worse, just to what you brought up about the Tigers, as of 5 minutes ago, as of when we were doing our recording, Al Avila, just got fired.
Okay.
So I mean, yeah,
well,
exactly.
There you go. That's, hot off the press.
That's literally what you're hoping not to happen as Baltimore Orioles is all of a sudden your GM gets fired halfway through one of our podcasts. So,
well, there you go. So there you go. Good call, Nolan. Good eyes, man. You heard it right hot off the press, Dirtbags. Right here first, man. Alex Avila gone. But that's the fickleness of this game, right? That's the craziness of this game. It's, you know, you're talking about, we've only got a minute left in the segment, so I'll just touch on it really quick. Like, you know, we still have to talk about, you know, why some teams made the trades last week and some don't. Well, hey, we all go through that. Whatever your team is, you always go through that, but it's so much more difficult. There's so many layers to it. And the Soto thing blew it all out of the water with how much was given up for him, right? Because then every player that followed had the potential for, oh, the ante just went up for this player. You got to give me more. Look what they gave for Soto, so you got to give me more. Well, I'm not doing it, so I'm out altogether. And that could be as simple as that, why some of the teams didn't get trades, right, Nolan? We've only got 20 seconds, so finish it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's Baltimore did exactly what they should have done at the deadline. It's a great story. Teams obviously got scared by Juan Soto, so you're not going to overpay. But, I mean, hey, we'll talk about it more once we come back after the break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you?
not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break, we were talking about those upstart Baltimore Orioles and giving our thoughts and opinions on that. Nolan just broke the news that, unfortunately, GM of the Detroit Tigers, Alex Avila, was fired during this episode. And, hey, you know, devastating stuff, but that's the fickleness of this game and this business. So let's stay on positive news for sure and keep going with it. And that's, hey, tomorrow, man, one of my favorite games that started last year. We got the Cubbies playing the Cincinnati Reds, Field of Dreams game. What do you think of those unis, Nolan? Got the throwbacks.
I can't stand them.
Either team. Oh, I love them.
Either team, I can't stand them. You know, I do actually like the Cubs helmets. I think the Cubs helmets are pretty sweet. I'm not huge on those like three-quarter button things that they got going on there. I mean, obviously you're trying to bring it back like it was back in the day, so I can't knock them. I hope it's light like the jerseys last year. I like the jerseys last year. This year I'm not huge on. Mind you, I also have a little bias. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Like, it's I was wishing it was going to be the Cardinals. Like, last year I got teased about that because obviously because of COVID and everything like that. They were like, okay, well, we'll probably have to do it only, or no, sorry, 2 years ago, my fault, when they first thought about doing it. They were like, yeah, like, we'll have to do Cardinals versus Chicago White Sox, because that was the year where they lined up like Central versus Central teams and East, East, West, West, because it was originally supposed to be Yankees, White Sox, before they canceled it altogether. But yeah, the Cubs and Reds, I'm not huge on their jerseys. I think it's going to be a sweet game, though. Like, if they present it like last year, I don't know if they're going to do the Kevin Costner walkout again, because I think that was kind of...
Probably.
Like you kind of use it once type of deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, if they did one of the other characters on the show, like, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Obviously, it's not Kevin Costner, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you can replicate that same feel, but at the same time,
no,
I mean, it's Field of Dreams.
No.
Like, if you're a baseball fan, how can you not be excited about Field of Dreams?
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's be honest. I mean, are you excited? If you're a Reds fan or whatever, you're excited. Is it a Reds team that you want to see on the field? Not even close. Not even close. It's nice for your Joey Votto's at the end of your career or whatever to be able to get to play in that game. But, you know, would have been better with the Cardinals for me? 100%. Does that game, I think, end up being way better? 100%. I get the Cincinnati Reds. I get the Red Stockings, the history of it, the respect of how long they've been around in baseball, everything about that. And the series and the longevity of being in the same league with the Cubs. I get all that, for sure. But it's just saying, when you're looking at the players on paper, you're not too overly excited about it.
No.
Last year, Yankees, White Sox, you're pretty excited about that team. There's some big bombers. Cubbies, Cardinals, would you be excited about that? Hell yeah. Let's just be honest. You're darn right you would be. I like the uniforms. Just before you jump in there, I like the uniforms. I'll be honest, I was thrown off a little bit with the Cincinnati Reds with just the color images of them and then the pinstriping. And I had to look at it twice because I was thinking that was the Cubs at first or whatever. I was used to seeing that with them. But then once I got there, I was like, that's a unique spin on it. Good for you, Nike. I was a little bit impressed with that. So I like the cleanness of it. I like the vintage look of it. For me, it works. But I get it for maybe your generation, Nolan. Hey, it's just, it's not a fit for you.
I'm sure people are going to buy the jerseys, obviously, because it's literally a one of one jersey. But
yeah, that's true.
I'm not huge on it. But anyways, the only reason that I think they wouldn't have done the Cardinals this year versus the Cubs is just because next year they got the London series. Like, that's the only reason why I can think of that. It's because next year for the 2023 season, which, I mean, sucks because they've already said that next year they're not doing another Cooperstown next year. Or, sorry, not Cooperstown, Field of Dreams. Just because the field is undergoing construction or the house is undergoing construction. So, anyway, some on the site is undergoing construction, so they won't be able to do the game next year. They said that they will try to look into it for future years, so starting in 24 and after. But next year, I mean, yeah, they got the London series going on, which I think it's going to be very good for growing the game of baseball internationally. Obviously, football's done it, like NFL, I'm talking, has done it the past few years where they've gone over to London. Unfortunately, most fans are seeing the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are an abysmal franchise. Sorry if you're from Jacksonville, but if you're not agreeing with me, then you're living under a rock. I think it's going to be one of those things that just, how can it not grow the game? When you got two teams, obviously you're hoping Chicago gets a little bit better next year, but a historic rival, St. Louis obviously is going to be St. Louis unless Nolan Arenado opts out, which I can't see happening. At least I hope it doesn't happen. But either way, like, it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be great. They've announced, I believe, the Yankees and Red Sox, I think, as well, are supposed to be over there next year, if I'm not mistaken. I think that there's a couple of teams that are going over there, but I know the Cardinals and Cubs are the first team over there.
Well, I'm hoping if I'm back over here training again and stuff like that, it might be something where if the timing works right and I'm not on schedule, I'd love to be able to try to go up and watch those games. I think just I've been actually scanning the internet a little bit the last time Yankees were over and looking at just those things that MLB or any of the professional sports try to do when they're outside of the home. So in Europe, when they went down to Mexico, wherever they happened to go outside of their normal facilities and play. And it really is. It's, I think, even in the pitchers, man, when you look at them, you see the smiles on the faces, and I get it. You know what? When they did the Japan series, and it used to be Seattle and Oakland, you heard all kinds of backlash from the players, right? It's brutal. What a way to start the season. You're throwing off and you're jet lagged, and all of a sudden you could be 2-8 through your first 10 games or whatever because you're trying to get acclimated. You've been in the States, you're coming from spring training, now you're in Japan, whatever. Hey, all valid. All 100% valid. But I think when you're done your career, what a great memory. So think about it that way, right? Same thing as the Field of Dreams. You know, think of that if you get to play in that game as a player. How do you put a price on that, eh?
I was going to say that was Joey Gallo's highlight as a Yankee.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's incredible to put that in there. So, hey, I like what they're doing. I like what they're moving with and stuff like that. You just brought up a good one too, Nolan, with the Joey Gallo. We had a lot of questions sent in to us about him this week, and you know, wanting our opinions on why the Yankees would deal him to the Dodgers. Not a lot came out on that story, right? It just kind of quietly went, and Joey Gallo's with the Dodgers now. I got to be honest, there is no way, no matter how disastrous Joey Gallo's time in New York was, the same as Sonny Gray, the same as Randy Johnson way back in the day, and multitude of other players just can't play in New York. Sometimes it just doesn't work for them. It's not a fit. But there's not a chance the New York Yankees are trading him to an AL team, especially a team that has the potential to make the playoffs. The Dodgers, even though you're going, why the Dodgers? Well, one, the Dodgers, you can slide some money to the Dodgers. They don't need it. You can offset it. You know you're not going to ask for a lot back in return for them.
Well, they didn't even give up any money. It wasn't like San Diego, they were costing a trade. Right? They just, Los Angeles was like, yeah, we'll just eat it.
That's exactly what I'm saying, right? So it's just a friendly trade. Like, I think it's as simple as that, right? And the Dodgers are so deep. So if he comes in and gets his chances and does well, hey, bonus us. If he doesn't do well, he continues on the path he was on. No harm, no foul. See ya. Goodbye. Next. So, you know, great question, but that's my take on it. What are you reading from it, Nolan?
Oh, I'm in agreeance. Like, yeah, you don't want to trade him to an AL rival or an AL team that potentially could be in the playoffs. I mean, I was honestly hoping Texas was going to make a move to get him back. I got no problem with the Dodgers getting him. I can't even remember what they gave up. Obviously, it was a minor league pitcher, but I know he was in their top 20 for prospects. So that kind of seemed like a lot to give up for Joey Gallo based off of the past year of production. Obviously, the Yankees, they just needed to get rid of him because he was an albatross on that team at this point. I thought that it was funny, though. So Joey Gallo, he had a bit of sense of humor about the whole situation. It's like, I started growing out my beard 3 days early because I knew I was getting traded. Like, right after they got Benintendi. I was like, well, good for you, man. At least you made light of the situation. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, I honestly thought the guy could have gone from, like, based off his past couple years with Texas, I thought, okay, well, this is a guy that slides into that lineup, and he's going to have no problem hitting 40 home runs on that short porch and hitting, I don't know, maybe 250, give or take, not 160 with 12 bombs or whatever the heck he's got this year. Like, I don't know. He's a professional athlete, but yeah, New York just beat the heck out of him. And look at the way Benintendi's starting out his Yankees career, too. It's not like he's hitting worth a damn either.
Yeah, and what did I read somewhere about that one, too? A little bit of humor in it, but I guess it depends what angle you're looking at it from. But what was it? His own players kind of jeering him or whatever and stuff like that, mocking him a little bit or whatever. Now, when he gets the announcement, because, of course, of the former Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
And you know, are you really a Yankee yet or whatever? But I'll tell you what, don't forget, that kid's still young. So you might be having some humor with it and some fun with it. And of course he's going to smile, because when you look down the lineup and you got all those veterans there, you're not going to turn to them and say, what are you doing, guys? Right? You're going to shut your mouth. You're going to go out and play. But now you're sitting there going, oh my God, are these guys real? Are they joking with me? Are they messing with me? What the heck's going on?
Yeah.
So I found some humor in it, but I'll tell you, on the other side of it, that's the little stuff that can affect you in the big city of New York. What do you think about Frankie Montas?
Like, it was his first start back. His grandmother, sorry, not his grandmother, his mother-in-law just passed away. He's dealing with the back injuries. I don't know, make a million excuses, whatever you want to say. Dude still went out there, pitched a professional athlete on Sunday, and let up a six spot and something like that. Like, he got
he's not the only guy to get traded and do that.
You got absolutely tattooed. And on the flip side, Jordan Montgomery, hey, thanks for trading me. Yeah, let's shove. 5 innings, 0 runs, yep. 2 hits, 1 walk, 1K against your former team. Yeah, buddy, thank you. So I still have confidence in them to run the AL. Like, end of the day, I'm not sitting here and saying that there's another team that's better than the Yankees in the AL, but they are very beatable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Astros and the Yankees lay a beating on each other. How many games it goes in October, I don't know. The same as, I think it'll come down to the Padres and the Dodgers laying a beating. So it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous World Series, or it's going to be an awful, worn players World Series. And there's going to be beating. So you jumped in and said no, so you got 5 seconds.
Cardinals, Yankees. Run it back.
Cardinals, Yankees. There you go, Dirtbags. Put it in the box, man. Nolan says the Cardinals and the Yankees. So we'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Noel, let's bring it home with their final thoughts. Go for it.
So the Pirates are so bad at baseball, and now they're even so bad at cheating in baseball. Rodolfo Castro. Now, I don't know if they actually cheated or not, but this is just the way that majority of you will probably think, and this is the way that I think. Rodolfo Castro is the second baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Dude had his phone on him in his back left pocket during a baseball game. How do you forget to take your phone out of your pocket during a baseball game? That just can't happen. That just doesn't happen. Like, that's something that shouldn't even leave the clubhouse. It shouldn't leave the lockers. I don't know what the heck you're doing. I really hope it's not cheating, because if it is, then that's just embarrassing for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, you're already one of the laughing stocks of baseball. Somehow they're still better than the Cubs this year record-wise. But, like, I can't believe the fact that you have a cell phone in your back pocket. And it's not like this is a Nelson Cruz situation where Nelson Cruz walked up to the home plate umpire, Jim Wolf, there a few years back. And he took the photo with Yadier Molina and all that stuff. This isn't one of those situations. This is just a regular season game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sliding into third base, your phone falls out of your pocket, and the umpire's just sitting there just staring at him. Stares at the phone, stares back at him, and he's just like, dude, your phone is in your ear, is on the ground. Like, come on. Be better.
I obviously wasn't there, but just hearing that story, I mean, for me, it's all about culture, right? So that's an automatic emotion down to the minors just because you had it in your pocket. It's that simple. Again, I wasn't there. I don't know the total context, but listening to it and imagining in my head, take the demotion. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Like we said at the top of the show, and we say it all the time, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Don't forget to go to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Watch today's episode with Thomas Greeley, minor league catcher with the San Diego Padres. It's a dirty story. Be sure to subscribe to it. Hey, you're looking for Dirtbag swag? www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Also got the college playbook there for anybody going through the college recruiting process. Parents, players, step-by-step process. So, hey, tough game. difficult game. Best game in the world. We love it. Hopefully tomorrow's Field of Dream Games goes off without a hitch. Ends up being phenomenal, as best it can be. Hopefully you enjoy it. Be sure and send us your thoughts and questions for a future episode. And hey, it's time to get up after it and get dirty. No one, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.